Now to the unfolding political events in Egypt. Unofficial results show the country's controversial draft constitution was narrowly approved in the first stage of a referendum held on Saturday. But there are reports of irregularities and calls by prominent Egyptian rights groups for the results to be thrown out. Those calls have gone unanswered as the Islamist government prepares for the second and last stage of the referendum to be held later this week. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Cairo.
The draft constitution has deeply divided Egyptians. Its supporters claim the document provides their country with a badly needed roadmap. Opponents argue that it leaves too much power in the hands of the president and armed forces while chipping away at Egypt's historically secular identity. The Islamist government's hastily arranged referendum on the constitution is heightening tensions. Complaints about fraud emerged even before the first stage of the vote drew to a close late Saturday night. At a news conference here, Egyptian activist Ta'adom al-Khatib charged that ballots given to many voters lacked the requisite government stamp, rendering them invalid. Khatib claimed some judges said the ballots would be stamped later. That left open the possibility that any votes election officials didn't like would end up tossed. Unstamped ballots led to arguments like this one NPR witnessed outside a polling station in Old Cairo. There were other problems reported as well. Hundreds of female voters in the northern port city of Alexandria blocked a major road after a polling station supervisor allegedly refused to let them in to cast ballots. Nevertheless, millions of Egyptian voters were determined to have their say. Lines stretched for blocks at this polling station in the Cairo enclave of Heliopolis. A half-hour drive away in the middle-class neighborhood of Manyal, housewife Ghada Metwali explained why she came out.
I'm thinking about my child, not about me. I'm talking about the future. We are afraid about our children, so we have to vote, whether yes or no.
She declined to say how she voted. In Old Cairo, computer programmer Ahmed Kamel said it was exciting to be voting on a post-revolution constitution. He added, "For the first time, I feel like we are making a difference." The government won't release the official outcome of Saturday's vote until the referendum is over. But based on unofficial reports from political parties that monitored the polls, the draft constitution was approved by roughly 57% of the voters who turned out. A yes vote is also expected in the final stage of the referendum next Saturday. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.